Welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes with Jim. Much has been written on the early technological development of the automobile, the visionaries who moved it from circus, sideshow, curiosity to necessity, and the dramatic societal changes wrought by abandonment of the horse and buggy. Curiously, a key component in this transition, the public acceptance of the automobile, has received little more than cursory examination. Before we begin this morning's journey through time, I want to say thank you to the boys of the Road Crew for our theme song. Need some road trip inspiration? Check out some of their great road trip inspiring tunes at roadcrew66.com.
Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Cadwallader Kelsey was a promotional master worthy the legacy of P.T. Barnum. Before reaching the age of 25, Kelsey had established a profitable garage, talked his way into being appointed the only dealer of Maxwell Briscoes in the city of Philadelphia, and became the largest volume seller of those automobiles in the United States. And as a result, he was given the position of national sales manager for Maxwell Briscoe. He developed attention-grabbing stunts that translated into sales, and he filmed the stunts as the very first automobile commercials. Ernest Elmo Calkins transformed the advertising industry by establishing Calkins and Holden with partner Ralph Holden. This was the first advertising agency that worked exclusively on automotive promotion. The work of this agency elevated the business of advertising, especially automotive, above the perception that it was a pulp mill for wordsmiths incapable of earning a living as a writer, or artist that eked out a paycheck from the painting of penny postcards or posters or the created illustrations for books. Calkins and Holden was the cornerstone for companies such as J. Walter Thomas. This advertising agency transformed Ford into an icon with advertising campaigns such as There is a Ford in Your Future and Dependable as a Doctor. Before crooner Dinah Shore sang her song about seeing the USA in a Chevrolet, advertising slogans and catchy ditties ensured name recognition. One of the most popular songs of 1903 was a little tune about Lucille and My Merry Oldsmobile. Cadillac became the standard of the world. Packard's powerful slogan was deceptively simple: Ask the man who owns one. And for the owner of the Jackson, no hill was too steep, no sand too deep. Edward Ned Jordan was a marketing genius that wove colorful, concise, inspiring word pictures. He began honing his promotional skills in the summer of 1907 for the Thomas B. Jeffrey and Company, manufacturer of the successful Rambler, a company owned by his wife's family. In January of 1916, Jordan announced his resignation from Thomas B. Jeffrey and Company, and that he would soon be forming a company for the manufacture of automobiles. Separating the Jordan from hundreds of other fine cars built during this period was his powerful advertising prose. As an example, the first advertisement for the Jordan appeared jointly in Motor Age and The Automobile, with only a drawing of a car on the open road and the trademarked Jordan arrowhead in bright red. A small footnote that inquiries for purchase or dealership opportunity were to be forwarded to either publication followed. The next week's advertisement featured the Jordan name, the trademarked arrowhead, and an 8-page color insert entitled The Realization of a Great Ideal. This template of teaser, followed with full-blown descriptive promotion, would become a hallmark of Jordan advertisement. But the company is best remembered for word pictures that quickened the spirit. Smart designs for smart folks. The Jordan silhouette. Women with a natural appreciation of comfort, atmosphere, and poise. Some day in June, when happy hours abound, a wonderful girl and a wonderful boy will leave their friends in a shower of rice. Somewhere west of Laramie, there's bronco busting, steer roping girl who knows what I'm talking about. Okay, folks, it's about time to wrap it up for this week. But before I go, I want to give a shout out to the Roadrunner Lodge in Tucumcari, New Mexico, a near perfect blending of the past and present, a living time capsule where the traveler is assured a restful night's sleep after an adventuresome day on Route 66. Thank you for joining us this morning. Until we meet again, mi amigos, adios. See you next week for another episode of 5 Minutes with Jim.
Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.